This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Pakistan's Supreme Court Wednesday overturned the conviction of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman on a charge of committing blasphemy, a crime punishable by death under Pakistani law. The landmark ruling sparked protests by hardline Islamists and raised fears of violence. Several Islamist parties rejected that verdict. One of them, the Defense Pakistan Council, announced it will now take matters in its own hands. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling for cessation of hostilities in Yemen and said UN-led negotiations to end the civil war should begin next month. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The U.S. is calling for an end to Yemen's three-year war, pressing for the start of UN-backed peace negotiations next month. Washington currently supports the Saudi-backed coalition in Yemen by refueling its jets and providing training. However, previous attempts to end U.S. support for the Saudi campaign have been killed in the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that missile and drone strikes by Iran-allied rebels and the airstrikes on populated areas by a Saudi-backed coalition must stop to alleviate one of the world's worst humanitarian crises.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis provided a rare look into the ground situation for Afghans fighting the Taliban, revealing that Afghan forces had suffered more than 1,000 casualties in August and September of this year. It's despite the high casualty numbers, Mattis did praise the Afghan forces for preventing the Taliban from taking and holding district and provincial centers and stopping them from disrupting the recent Afghan election. U.S. defense officials stopped providing the public with the exact number of Afghan security force casualties that began late 2017. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump visited the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where a gunman killed 11 worshipers during Saturday Sabbath prayers. Both the demonstrators, along with some politicians and Jewish leaders, wanted Mr. Trump to stay away from Pittsburgh until he firmly denounces white nationalism. Andy Hardin was protesting.
I think it's appropriate, but I think it was too soon. I can't speak for the entire community of Squirrel Hill, and I can't speak for the people in the synagogue. But from whom I talked to, they have said he is not welcome here because he is not welcoming to others.
Top congressional leaders from both political parties declined invitation from Mr. Trump to join him in visiting. President Trump continues stoking immigration fears as he seeks to mobilize Republican voters in a bid to keep Congress under GOP control after next week's elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
His central theme the last several days?
This election is about borders.
At the same time, saying his recent moves on immigration have nothing to do with elections, like sending troops to the southern border against what he calls an illegal immigrant invasion. Yesterday, he pitched ending the Constitution's guarantee of birthright citizenship. The Project on Government Oversight, Sarah Tuberville, says he can't actually do that himself, so why bring it up now?
One has to wonder if it is for a political calculation and nothing else.
The president and his advisors have long seen immigration as the most effective rallying cry for his base. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Divers have recovered possessions from passengers on the Indonesian Lion Air flight that crashed Monday. But authorities say it's almost certain that no one, the 189 people on board, survived. Ed Giles with Reuters.
Search and rescue crews have been scouring the area since the crash. But a ping or signal from what authorities think could be the plane's wreckage was located late Tuesday, helping narrow the divers' search area. Authorities are using underwater drones and surface vessels, along with pinger locators, to try and find the flight's black box recorders. They'll hopefully hold clues as to why the plane, which was almost new, went down. Indonesian transport officials have said the plane had technical problems on a previous flight just one day before the crash, including unreliable readings of its airspeed. Relatives of those on board have been gathering at the port where the rescue crews are working. That's also where remains from the crash were being taken.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles. Austria will follow the United States and Hungary in backing out of a United Nations migration pact over concerns it will blur the lines between legal and illegal migration. That's according to the right-wing government on Wednesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.